Higher Biz with Gugule Tumfuphi.
Well, we tried to tone things down on a slightly lighter note here on Higher Biz, as Thursdays are essentially our Fridays, and it's been a very heavy 2 weeks here in South Africa. We're well aware that the business climate is not too positive, and whilst we try to lighten things up, we also reflect on the very harsh realities that we also need to accept. If we think about the tourism and hospitality sector, everyone is well aware that it's been devastating. If you take a look at the hard lockdown, where there was limited travel in terms of interprovincial and international travel, coupled with the recent restrictions for Gauteng residents not to leave the province, and of course the ongoing travel bans that we have implemented by international organizations and countries restricting South Africans from visiting them. You think about conference centers, hotels, venues that have spas, B&Bs. There's a large number of individuals who've been impacted by the tourism and hospitality sector. And this just might be exacerbated by the outcomes of looting that also took place, largely impacting the township economy and individuals who might have frequented the township economy to visit particular sites. To help us understand the current environment within the tourism and hospitality space and just how that continues to be devastated by the lockdown, we joined on the line by Dr. Unathi Henama, who is a tourism lecturer at TUT. Dr. Henama, welcome to the show and thank you so much for your time, sir. I guess let's start with the harsh realities we need to reflect on when it comes to the tourism and hospitality sector. Unfortunately, continuing to bleed, continuing to struggle, we find ourselves in level four. It just seems as though things aren't getting any easier.
We just hope that on Friday, the president will announce that alcohol sales will be opened up. We hope that vaccination programs will come much faster so that we can save the December period, because South Africa is on the red list. Countries don't want to come to South Africa because they say, you're not vaccinated, guys. Mm-hmm. So come to your country, we're not vaccinated. So tourism is an... you can't go to Cape Town from London because you say, I'm fearing all of these challenges. But remember, this industry employs the largest number of people after mining. 3% of GDP. Mm. And since 1994, we have the growth of tourism has always been higher than the GDP growth of the entire economy. So the tourism economy has been like a Cinderella. When other industries are sharing jobs, we're growing. And unfortunately now, we're experiencing all of these challenges because of lockdown regulations, because you can't go to a restaurant if it's closed down, is what I'm saying. So the lockdown regulations impact us much more fundamentally.
Exactly. I'm also keen to also get your thoughts. Not only has it been the lockdown, but we can't ignore the looting, the unrest that took place last week as well, damaging and devastating certain sites, infrastructure, ATMs. Some of these important nodes, which also play a role when it comes to tourism and hospitality as a sector overall. I believe that these costs are still being counted at the moment. But what kind of impact, long-term impact, might we see this have on the tourism space?
Perceptions is Google. Perception is important in tourism. You know, the city of Chicago is more dangerous than Johannesburg. London is more dangerous than Johannesburg, but perception is different. You see what I'm saying? So now we destroyed Zulu because the theme of KZN tourism is that it's Zulu. And Zulu also means heaven. So they destroyed heaven. And it's unfortunate because countries will issue out travel notices warning their citizens that don't go to Durban, don't go to South Africa. There are all of these challenges. And citizens have to listen to what their governments are saying about possible destinations they want to visit. So it creates a negative perception. And that negative perception, therefore, reduces travel demand to destinations South Africa, which is bad because we need the tourists to come and activate. We're not just talking about tourism. Mm-hmm. Whenever there's a decline in tourism, the first industry that suffers is agriculture, because agriculture doesn't just provide food for us and export, but they provide specialist services for the tourists that come and consume in South Africa. I mean, bottled water in South Africa became a demand because tourists demanded it, then it became the norm in South Africa.
There's a far-reaching ripple effect. And I guess we've been speaking to several leaders as well regarding the tourism industry, to a point where many of them are so frustrated they don't even want to speak anymore. But can we fix it? What needs to change? I understand the president might be addressing the nation this upcoming Sunday. What do we hope to hear from him that might revive some kind of life in the tourism and hospitality space?
Since Google, we must not speak about the bush. Let's speak the truth.
Yes.
Ensure that South Africans are vaccinated before the end of September, then we can save the tourism industry. Because if we wait till December, then we could have lost 2 years of a December. And these industries will not be able to survive. If by September we finish vaccinating everyone, then at least we can be able to compete and talk a different language. The global north, where we attract international tourists with the money, they are vaccinated, they are back to normal.
Yes.
We as Africa are lagging behind. And even before all of these issues, Sarah, Africa attracted less than 10% of global tourism consumption. So if we don't vaccinate, we can't attract them. We are going to die of hunger before COVID, unfortunately.
Hi, Butunat, we can't. We need to find solutions.
So I agree, but the solution... No, the solution is to ensure that we vaccinate our population before the end of September. Then we can save. When we save tourism, we save agriculture. When we save agriculture, we save construction, because then I'm a guest house owner. Then I contract a constructor to expand my guest house.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? So there are all these ripple effects that happen within the entire industry. The Uber driver, the guy who lost the job, says,
yes,
let me start this Uber, I can make more money in the evening, so that they can't do that. All these lockdown regulations, curfew, all of them will stop if it's fundamentally done with the vaccination program. So vaccination is the solution. Let's stop all these other talks about non-pharmaceutical. Nobody speaks about that in the whole world. Speak simple thing. Vaccinate and open the economy and save everybody. Other solutions, what government is saying, they are wrong. Let us do one thing, vaccinate the entire population before the end of September, then we save our economy.
To think we're only on 3% and it's currently what, the 22nd of July? How we'll reach those targets come September, Butunat, I'm not too optimistic. But I really do appreciate the very realistic view that you've given us, that this has far-reaching effects. If we think that this is just a loss of 2 years, it's probably going to be another lost decade, not only because of a pandemic, but because of lockdowns and just because of frustrations and a lack of clarity and certainty in the South African environment. And what Butunat mentioned is so important, that perception is everything. Brand South Africa right now is what we're currently witnessing within our mood and the environment in South Africa. Butunat, such a pleasure speaking to you, and thank you so much for your time. That's Dr. Unati Henama. He's a tourism lecturer at TUT, helping us understand the ongoing devastating impacts on the lifestyle and tourism environment, which we know has been a key contributor to business in South Africa.
Kaya Biz with Guguletu Mfupi.
Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. on Kaya 959.